I took my trash to the street this morning at the same time my trash man had arrived. He was in his big truck with an overhead hydraulic arm used for tipping trash into his truck. He'd gotten out because of a problem with my neighbor's trash, and we began to visit a little. It's spring cleanup this week as the city also picks up solid waste such as appliances, furniture, and yard debris. I approached him with gratitude and the understanding that his job is a hard one, especially so because he and his fellow haulers are working double time this week picking up the additional waste. I had my very own mound of unwanted stuff. I told him how appreciative I am for all his hard work and that it's nice the city provides this extra service at no charge. He explained that he was only picking up the regular trash on this sweep through the neighborhood, and it'll be a different run when they come back for my three chairs, old ironing board, and assorted other junk. I again told him I really appreciate it. "It's a tough job," I said, and half-jokingly added the colloquialism, "but someone's got to do it." He then said something that has stayed with me all afternoon. "I should have stayed in school longer." I laughed, a nervous laugh, and then felt kind of odd. How am I supposed to respond to that? "Well, yes, you should have." No. I knew immediately what he meant. He's a sanitation engineer. That's what we call them today. Back when I was growing up, they were garbage men. Sure, I know it's a much cleaner, much more sanitized job than it was in the 60s and 70s, what with plastic trash bags and robotic arms that reach out and into plastic trash cans. And I understand the pay is a lot better. Still, society generally looks down upon those who dig ditches and throw someone else's unwanted waste into a trash truck. That said, if I needed to do either job, I'd gladly do it. I'm a former chicken farmer. I have no qualms for working with byproducts. Still, his comment has stayed with me. Oliver Wendell Holmes Jr. once said, "Life is painting a picture, not doing a sum." In other words, I think we have a richer day in front of us when we think of ourselves as painting a picture instead of keeping score. Many of us, especially us men, are taught that success means having the highest score or the best paying job or power, money, and prestige. We've become compulsively competitive, always trying to be right, always striving for more financial security or pushing toward some new achievement. Instead, success may not be coming out on top, working a white-collar job. When our lives are lived as rich and interesting pictures, we just may find our rewards are far deeper and more lasting if we go about our jobs with the approach that our activity can be interesting, can be important, and necessary for society. As we move on to another daily task, we might think of it as another brushstroke in our beautiful life painting, rather than something lesser than or menial. Sure, the fellow could have stayed in school longer. Perchance he could have been a doctor or a lawyer. But he may have not found happiness or success along the way or at the end. Had he gone to school longer, he still may not have painted a very pretty picture. No matter who we are or what we do, with one brush stroke at a time, we have the opportunity to paint a very nice picture. That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.